Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to business. It is time for the picks.
Moment everybody waits for every week.
I'm going to take the points on the road here.
4-0 against the spread.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I don't know what to say.
Those are the picks.
And before we begin, I want to announce major sanctions against myself for my worst week in history with the selections. I am docking myself an additional game. That's a step that no one has ever taken on this show. I am docking myself an additional game. I deserve it. Let's begin. Game number one. TCU laying 3. They travel to Texas. God, can we see more McConaughey? Ay, ay, ay. David.
Let's go. Come on. You know the address. Let's go, D.
Well, you know, speaking about knowing the address, TCU knows Texas' address, and they're going to destroy Texas after a bad taste and a bad loss to OSU, TCU.
Over to Sully.
Yeah, I mean, I think TCU's defense is a lot better, and Texas against Maryland and Tulsa, it ran all over them. I'm going to pick TCU to win this game by a touchdown.
You know, on one hand, I think the OSU game took a lot out of them. On the other, I don't believe in Texas. Mm-hmm. Fun note, since Mack Brown retired, Texas has beaten every Big 12 team at least once, except TCU. I think Gary Patterson sweats through his shirt and uses Texas to wipe off.
Hey, I'm Coach O.
Oh, Eddie O.
Yeah.
Tell him, JoJo. Texas A&M at Bama. This is a ranked matchup, believe it or not. Bama laying 26. David.
This is a really thickly built guy.
Speaking of JoJo, I am going to pick Alabama here because I'm sure there's a lot of Bama fans named JoJo. And just for caller James, we are looking at the Ark of the Covenant. Let's go, Bama.
Tell them about it, JoJo.
I got a Hummer. You got a Hummer. We go over to Sully.
Well, how about a stat here? We've been talking about the Lions and Patriots all week. Belichick's record against former assistant Saban. 12-0 against his former assistants. And the margin's 453 to 135 outscored. I can't go against those numbers. Give me Alabama.
I've got a rule, guys.
I didn't even use that this time.
I'm just trying to imitate you. I never pick against Bama.
I learned my lesson last week. How dare I take Ole Miss with the points?
Right.
Give me Bama. I'm running scared. Game number 3. Stanford laying 2.5. They travel to Outson to take on Oregon. We go to David.
I don't know what that means to play us out. What does that mean?
This thing sucks.
I don't believe in Oregon. They've played San Jose State, Portland State, Bowling Green State, and I just don't see them doing anything against Stanford. Let's go Stanford.
Who's got AIDS?
Unbelievable. We go over to Sully.
In college, I worked for Nike. Nike, Phil Knight, Oregon. I'll take Oregon.
Interesting note, Oregon started out as a 2-point favorite. The steam is on Stanford.
Wow, that's a great story.
Okay. You can go to hell. Oregon holding opponents to 1.6 yards a carry. Outson, one of the toughest environments to play in all of college football. And I just think Stanford's fake. Give me Oregon here. Game number 4.
I thought it was the ass.
Thanks, LeBron. Nope, it's just Dave Warner showing you his. We go MSU minus 6 at Indiana. We go to David.
My play calling certainly is not to blame for our struggles offensively.
I don't think the play calling will be the issue for Michigan State, but I do think the passing attack of Indiana's offense will be the problem for MSU's defense. But I still think MSU wins this game, and they win it by 7 or more.
Over to Sully.
Second deck.
Yeah, Michigan State with the bye week. I think they're going to go down there and bounce back. I'll take State to cover. Not happy about it, but I'm going to take him to cover.
I won't. We don't blow anybody out. We waste our time trying to run the ball. I don't know if we have a center. I don't know who's punting. And I know we're going to roll out that limp weenie offense of ours and I'm going to be angry. I think we win. I don't think we cover. I will take IU.
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
And Sting will play us out. Nebraska travels to Michigan. Michigan laying 18.5. David.
It's sack time!
It is sack time. Look, I don't like this spread. I really don't. But I don't know what Nebraska is. They haven't done anything this year.
I can tell you what they are.
So I'm
going
to have to pick Michigan here. I just have to.
Over that's your opinion.
Nebraska, way too much going on with the whole locker room issues. Guys not buying in. Michigan is going to beat them by 3 touchdowns.
Oh, God. What the hell is that? Angie Martinez back at quarterback? What the hell's his name?
Adrian. Yeah,
Adrian. Doesn't make a difference.
I want Michigan men.
It could be J.D. Martinez at quarterback. They're lucky they canceled the Akron game. They'd be 0-3.
I know.
It really doesn't matter what you think.
I'll take Michigan. I don't even want to watch it. Let's go to Sunday in the NFL.
My God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game?
What was that? Music's done. Things are collapsing.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Sully's head just exploded. Packers -3.
Let's go!
Drops are firing in the middle of sentences. They travel to Washington to take on the Redskins. David.
Here's what's also going to be dropping. The Redskins.
Six more inches.
Rodgers, yes, he's on hopping on one leg. It doesn't matter. The Packers are going to win this game. I hate the Redskins. Let's go.
It's not true.
Over to Sully.
Really do I do this, but David said everything I was about to say. Completely agree with David.
Oh, my.
And I'm going to take Green Bay.
Wow. So sorry there, Sully.
I think it's the up-down theory. I think that game took a lot out of the pack last week. There's concerns. Rodgers' knee could get worse.
Yep.
Thought the Redskins bottomed out. I think they're a live dog this week. I'm going to take the Skins on the old rebound. Give me the points. Game number 2, Saints at Atlanta. Atlanta laying the 3. We go to David.
We might lose to the Browns.
Matt Ryan is so far away from the quarterback he was when he took his team to the Super Bowl. He looks bad. 23rd in QB rating, 16th in yards per game. No Freeman, no Tack. I'm going New Orleans here.
Over to Sully.
Alcohol might be a factor.
Yeah, I like the Falcons at home in this game. I mean, I think the Saints got a ton of weapons. Michael Thomas killing it right now for the Saints. But I think Matt Ryan's going to find a way to get this offense going, and I'll take them at home.
I think New Orleans is sitting on a bomb. I don't think they've played particularly well. I think Atlanta rebounded, got the game they had to have last week. I just don't buy Atlanta. Too many injuries.
Yeah.
I think Matt Ryan's a fraud. He's a lot like Roberto. I'm going to take New Orleans here and the 3.
No!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know Roberto was still here. Game number 3, Chargers. Oh, Billy. Chargers at the Rams, the battle for L.A. Rams laying 7. We go to David.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, here you go. Superchargers.
Oh, man.
Not San Diego anymore.
Do I wish they were in San Diego because the fans don't show up at home games for the Chargers.
No, this is all Rams.
Both offenses are really, really, really good. But here's a stat for you. The Rams defense has shut out opposing offenses in the last 6 consecutive quarters. Because of that, the Rams win.
Over to Sully.
You know, I think that I'm kind of surprised that it's a 7-point spread. But, hey, David playing the bass over. That's what I like to see. Hopefully you'll dance during the picks, too. That's what I always like. But I think
the Rams
are going to move to 3-0. They're going to find a way to get this done.
I can't go against the Rams right now. They look like just a monster. Game number 4. I hate this team. I hate the fact they hired a bunch of yes-mens to placate to Eli's ego. The rat faces. The New York Rats. Go to Texas, Houston, wherever the hell that team plays. Texans laying 6. Go ahead, David.
You talk about dancing, Sully. This
you
is what needs to happen.
David, you always dance to this song.
Eli needs to learn how to dance in the pocket. He's been sacked 8 times so far. I think he's still looking for his heart after last weekend.
Oh,
I'm going Texans because I have family in Houston, and Deshaun Watson, my godson, is ready to win.
And... you want to put me out of my misery. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Michael.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Because you're a bleephole.
But
don't you dare.
I'm going to take the Giants the road to get things together, to get Odell and Saquon involved, and go to Houston and somehow win this game.
Alcohol may be a factor.
Yeah,
it may be this weekend. Giants winning this game.
Here's the deal. Say goodbye to Eli Manning. Yeah. He's starting this game. He ain't finishing it. J.J. Watt's going to take that bionic arm brace and wrap it around his neck like a tourniquet. The Giants blow. Our management blows. I can't wait till Eli's launched out of a cannon. Give me Houston.
David, you're not dancing. Come on.
Last game of the week. Patriots laying 7 now to the Leos. Go ahead, D.
I am going New England here, and here's something for the game.
Man,
Tom Brady won't have to play in the fourth quarter. Let's go, Patriots.
Pass the silks.
Over to Michael.
I don't want another season of this, man.
I don't want another season of this, and I think the Lions, they're not going to keep this too close. Patriots can't go against the stats. 17-1 after a 10-point loss. Last 15 years, combined average win, 15.5 points. Too much. I'll take New England.
I'm going to stick with it. I think New England wins the game. I just cannot take the Lions to win it, but you're going to give me a full 7 now. I think Stafford plays well. I think the New England defense blows. But you're right. They're not taking down TB12, but I am taking the points here. God help me.
Did you just lose the game?
No, Jim.
I can honestly say I have thought about posting naked pictures.
Oh, my.
Well, that's probably a good place to stop. Oof. Those are the picks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.